And we're back, yes, somehow still on the air, for part two of the Scott and Val Save the Universe show. The only program brave enough to tackle cosmic chaos, armed with opinions, questionable logic, and absolutely no official clearance. If the universe is saved today, it'll be by accident. Strap in, lower your expectations. Let's carry on. It's time for RFN weather. Here with your national weather outlook is Alan Two Shoes Milani.
Alan Two Shoes Milani.
Wow, so exciting. All right, something bad happened. There we go. There's the right screen. Mr. Alan Milani, welcome to the show.
I was getting worried about you, Scott. I thought my favorite Squiffy fell down and couldn't get up.
Squiffy. Not a Squiffy. Not a Swiffy. That's a mop.
Yeah, this is true.
I used to be one of those, but not anymore.
Thank God for haircuts.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed in your intro for your weather that I'm going to have to do a new one. I spelt forecast wrong. I forgot the E, but isn't that how you spell it?
Yeah. I excel in mediocrity, sir.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Mr. Alan Milani and our strange version of weather. What's up today?
Well, it's good morning, Inland Pacific Northwest. Yes, we're starting with you because, frankly, the rest of the country needs time to emotionally prepare.
Okay.
From eastern Washington through Idaho and into Montana, Tuesday kicks off with chilly mornings and patchy fog doing its usual I live here now routine. Afternoon highs climb into the upper 40s to low 50s with a mix of clouds and sun. By Wednesday and Thursday, a weak system slides through, bringing scattered rain showers to lower elevations and light mountain snow. Nothing too dramatic. This is more of a mild inconvenience than it is cancel your life weather.
Okay.
Scott, I know you washed your car, so yeah, this rain is absolutely your fault.
Can I just take credit for the 50 degrees?
You certainly can, okay. Sir, but we all know the truth. Heading toward the weekend, expect partly cloudy skies and seasonable temps in the low to mid-50s. Not bad. Basically, the weather equivalent of meh could be worse. Now let's pan dramatically across the map. The West Coast from Seattle down through California sees periods of rain Tuesday into Wednesday, especially in western Washington and Oregon. Northern California stays showery, while Southern California remains mostly dry and smug about it. Val, if you're planning a dramatic slow-motion beach walk, aim for later in the week, probably with wind for maximum hair commercial energy.
Whip it, Val, whip it.
Where did I go?
I made Alan lose his place.
Woo-hoo! Yes, you did. Across the Rockies and into the plains, expect a midweek system bringing snow to higher elevations and rain showers stretching from Colorado into the central plains. Some gusty winds may develop Thursday, the kind that turns umbrellas into modern art. The Midwest sees a mixed bag. Tuesday starts fairly quiet, but by Wednesday into Thursday, rain spreads through the Ohio Valley and lower Great Lakes. Northern areas could see a little wet snow, trying very hard to be relevant. Highs generally in the 40s north and 50s south. Down in the south, it's your standard spring preview, warm but humid, with scattered showers and thunderstorms from Texas through the southeast by late week. Nothing widespread severe at this point, but keep an eye on the sky and on that one neighbor who always overreacts to thunder. You know the one.
Yes, we've heard about them.
They're a joyful lot. Finally, the northeast stays cool and mostly quiet Tuesday with increasing clouds midweek. Rain arrives late Thursday into Friday from the mid-Atlantic northward. Weekend looks seasonably cool with partial clearing. And now your bonus interplanetary forecast.
Can I play some Star Trek music for your interplanetary forecast?
It's your show, brother. Do what you want.
Okay, well, so let's have a little build-up for it.
I
hope we don't get kicked off YouTube for this.
Keep it short.
Okay, it's short. Under 20 seconds. Okay.
And now, because management still hasn't taken away our space privileges, let's check the weather on our neighboring planet, Mars.
Ooh.
Expect dusty conditions across much of the Martian surface through the weekend, with temperatures ranging from a brisk negative 80 overnight to a slightly less horrifying negative 10 during the day near the equator. So, yes, still sweater weather. Winds may kick up localized dust storms, reducing visibility to somewhat between not great and Scott trying to find the mute button. And Val, if you're planning a weekend getaway there, good news, zero humidity. Bad news, also zero oxygen.
Oh, my hair's not going to blow.
No commercials for Val.
Oh, this just in for you, Alan.
I don't know if you've got the whole picture or not, but he's not exactly working on all thrusters.
Afraid not. Not since that Saturn incident.
All right. The one, the only, Alan Mamani. Big round of applause.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here, Alan. We'll catch you next Tuesday on Pluto. All right.
I'll see you there.
Bye, Alan.
If he makes it, right? All right, that was a good one. Alan Mamani, another round of applause. And me and Val will continue on with our little goofy show. Val, I think we have time before our next visitor today to do some short news headlines. The first one up, I'll go ahead and start and give you a chance to catch up if you're not there. Artificial intelligence regulation is moving forward in the European Union. We talked about this last week, and apparently they're going to set the precedent on this, Val. European Union's AI Act is entering a phased implementation, creating the world's first comprehensive legal framework governing artificial intelligence systems. The law classifies all AI tools by risk level and places strict requirements on high-risk applications such as biometric surveillance, healthcare systems, and critical infrastructure, setting a regulatory model other countries could follow as well. The UK usually leads the way on those kind of laws, so that's a good thing that they're trying to get it under control.
Yes, they feel like they are trying to remove restrictions here in the US for AI, and so it's kind of nice to see that other countries are, moving in the opposite direction than we are.
Definitely.
All right. Let's go to climate monitoring, where multiple international agencies report that the past year ranked among the warmest ever recorded, with global average temperatures exceeding pre-industrial levels by more than 1.4 degrees Celsius at times. Scientists warn that continued greenhouse gas emissions are increasing the frequency of extreme weather events, including heat waves, floods, and wildfires, with direct consequences for food systems and public health. Now, I think you should panic.
In the words of Ken.
In the words of Ken, panic! It's time to panic!
Okay. All right. I will. Let's see. NASA continuing development and testing under the Artemis program, aiming to return astronauts to the moon and establish a sustained presence later this decade. Missions are designed not only for exploration, but also to test technologies for future crewed missions to Mars, including life support systems and deep space habitation capabilities. Very cool.
Wow. Researchers are refining multi-cancer early detection blood tests designed to identify tumor DNA fragments circulating in the bloodstream before symptoms appear. They keep advertising one on the TV. It's by the same company that does Cologuard. That's supposedly supposed to detect like 70 types of cancer before they start showing symptoms.
Ooh.
So while still under regulatory review and large-scale validation, these tests could significantly improve survival rates by catching cancers at earlier, more treatable stages.
You know, I know I did the Cologuard there after I crossed 50, and it came back and said I needed to go in, and I definitely did. I didn't have cancer, but it would have turned that way. So,
yeah.
So something you don't want to wait on, and if you're kind of freaked out about the process of it, it was so easy. I mean, they put you to sleep, you know,
it's really,
you feel a little funny when you wake up, but you're not in pain. Nothing hurts. It's really no big deal if you're stressing about it. Don't.
Don't stress about it, and it could save your life. You look at some of the, you know, we've seen some entertainment people that have passed at a very early age because of colon cancer. I have a friend who lost her son because of colon cancer at about 30 years old. So this, it's not something where you think this could never happen to me, and it's such a simple, simple thing you can do to
protect yourself
and
find
yourself.
Out, definitely. Yeah. One of the, that's kind of a cool thing that this is coming out. I think it could save a lot of lives. I hope they don't drag their feet on it, too long. So
I agree.
All right, moving on. This one I spotted yesterday and I thought it was great for me living in Maine. I know it's kind of hard for people on the West Coast because you had no winter, but last night's low here in Lincoln, -5. With 20 mile an hour winds, it was just, you got the heat on full and you're still cold. And my house is well insulated. It was just, it was ridiculously cold. So if anyone, you know, we're listening around the country since we're nationwide. If anyone's an expert at walking in icy conditions, it's the Penguin. So it only makes sense that we follow their example to stay safe when walking on ice. Here's how you do it. Prevent slipping by focusing your center of gravity over your front leg as you move. So whichever leg you're stepping on. Same thing Ken was talking about when your car runs out of gas. You lean forward, keep it moving. So it's the same thing. Keep your center of gravity over the foot that's out in front of you, and it'll help you have less of a chance of slipping and falling. That's instead of dividing your weight between two legs at angles that, you know, where you're doing that, like, bow-legged V, which actually increase your risk of slipping because you've got a poor center of gravity. So widening your stance a bit and being out over that front leg as you move. So in other words, waddle, Val. You were talking about that earlier. Waddle. Just waddle when you're on the ice.
Waddle.
And you'll be safe. And
I do the shuffle, you know, kind of like that older person shuffle too.
Like you're going with a walker.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're not lifting that one foot very far to, you know, to, so. Very, very good advice.
I practiced it with Val once.
Let's do that again.
No.
Well,
I've fallen and I can't get up.
That's the truth, too. All right. Time for another one of our favorite people to crash the show. Maybe. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show that goes nowhere yet somehow everywhere is about to astound you again. Live from the tropical country of Belize, it's your RFN entertainment guy, Joe.
What?
Joe Wools.
Joe Wolchinski.
No?
Woolzinski.
Close the dock then?
It's time for Ski by the Sea. Bob Scott and Val, save the universe.
Welcome, Joe Wolchinski.
Hey, Paul.
Morning,
hey,
Joe.
Val. How you doing? Good morning, Val.
Good morning.
How's everything going?
Good. How's life in the tropical country of Belize today?
It's doing great. You notice I've been kind of inside just because we've had some work going on outside and, you know, a lot of noise and things like that. Coconuts falling left and right. So, So I'm inside for a while. But after I get done wasting my time here, I'll head out. I mean, sorry. After I get done talking to you guys, I will go out to the beach and lay down and relax. And I'll be... Honestly, I won't be thinking about anybody else. But anyway, so hey. I got a show today, I think.
You do?
Yeah, no, I do. Okay, hang on a second. So what I'm going to do is talk about some of the biggest concerts coming up.
Okay. Ooh, I love that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, so Foo Fighters, they're coming out, and it's the Take Cover Tour. And their big song is Everlong. Okay. Now, just a little bit of history there on the word Foo Fighters is that World War II pilots would notice strange lights when they were, you know, flying around doing their missions and everything like that. And they gave them the title of Foo Fighters. And some people suspect that it may be, you know, space aliens. I suspect that one time I was abducted by space aliens and they did weird things to me. At least I hope it was space aliens. That's why I don't do tequila anymore. Anyway, Iron Maiden has the Run for Your Lives tour. Their big song is The Trooper.
Ooh. Okay.
Now, I should have probably run this by the censors, but Post Malone is having the big butt stadium tour, but they use the other word. Co-heading with Jelly Roll. Jelly, that's a great name. Jelly Roll, Jelly Roll, Jelly Roll, Jelly Roll. Who? Jelly Belly.
Cats and Boots. Cats and Boots. And cats
anyway,
and boots.
His top song is Circles. And then Guns N' Roses is touring in Mexico right now. Maybe, maybe not. And their big song is Sweet Child O' Mine. Or I guess some people would call it the Epstein Files.
Oh, whoa.
Let's see. Oh, oh wait a minute. Okay. Oh. All right. We're going to pause for a message from our sponsors.
For those of you at home, on the radio, he's cleaning his teeth.
At least it's not floss. It's one of those dental pick things.
I'm so glad we're not paying him for this.
I am too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, there was stuff on that. Oh.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I thought we were cutting for commercials.
No. No.
Well, when I had AI write my script, it says right here, chat write, AI that assists you. All the assist you need while drinking. Oh, I'm sorry. That must have been a typo. The Eagles.
AI knows you.
Yes.
The Eagles. The Eagles live.
No.
At the Spear in Las Vegas. Hotel California is their number one song.
Wow.
Or one of their biggest hits everybody knows. Now, I have a joke for you. Why don't the Eagles ever get stressed on tour?
I don't know, Val.
Why? I don't know either.
They heard the show was out of this world and wanted the best seats in the orbit. Oh, wait a minute. That's two separate jokes. Yeah, you know, neither one was funny, so it doesn't matter. Anyway.
My favorite song by the Eagles is Witchy Woman.
Witchy Woman. Okay.
Another message coming in.
I don't know if you've got to hold a picture or not, but he's not exactly working on all thrusters.
That's cute. Oh. That's a cute little sipper bottle.
Let's see.
Is there Romulan ale in that?
Yeah. No, no. Just
why does
Caribbean
Joe's
rum.
Sippy cup resemble a flask?
Refills.
Okay. All anyway, right, Joe, what else you got for entertainment news?
Oh, yes.
It's a live show.
Zach Bryan with Heaven on Tour. Okay, his top song is Something in the Orange. Okay, what is the quickest way to get to heaven, Scott?
Car wreck.
No. Change your evil ways or hey, I got a guy for $2,000. He can get you up there. Olivia Dean, the art. Some of these people, I don't even know who they are. Olivia Dean, the art of loving live. Her top song is Nice to Each Other. And I don't know if you've ever heard of this last one. Some kid named Alan Stone. He's out there, I think, touring with some people. Are you guys familiar with this, Mr. Alan Stone?
I think I've heard of him.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Have you seen him live in concert, Scott?
I have.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Well, then I guess some kid named Alan Stone is touring and things like that.
All right.
Anyway, hey, guess what? I'm headed to the beach. What are you guys doing?
We're getting out of here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Make it so.
At -5, you're not going too far, are
I'm
you,
not
Scott?
Going too far, but I'm going like this. Far.
Maximum warp.
Yes. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Ski by the Sea, Joe Wozinski live from Belize.
Morning, Joe. Hey, you have a great day.
Yeah.
Well, same to you all. Okay. Bye, Mark and Val. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
See you then.
So I've always wanted a new name. Joe Wozinski, once again, big round of applause. Ski by the Sea. He does kind of look like he just woke up and he's going straight to the beach with a bottle.
I wish I was going straight to the beach with
a bottle. Must be nice. All right. Let's look at some food superstitions as we keep rolling on our show. First one up this morning, Val. It's considered bad luck to break bread with your hands, and instead you should cut it with a knife.
Well, it's more sanitary that way.
Yeah, do you really want a big hunk of bread that somebody just tore off, one of those French bread things, and just hands to you?
Hey.
Yeah.
Eating the crust of bread will give you curly hair.
That explains a lot. Spain and other Spanish-speaking countries, eating 12 grapes at midnight on New Year's Eve is believed to bring good luck for the coming year. Unless you choke on one. I don't know if I want to eat 12 grapes in a row. Unless someone's feeding them to me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Palm fronds. I think we still have a screen up.
We still have a screen up. There you go.
There you go. In some cultures, eating fish is thought to improve fertility and promote the birth of healthy children.
Really?
It's all those omega-3s, evidently.
Oh, wow. Spilling salt is considered bad luck in many cultures, and it's believed you should throw a pinch of salt over your shoulder to ward off bad luck.
Do you do that when you spill salt?
No. No.
I do.
No.
I don't.
The only one I worried about is breaking mirrors.
Oh, okay.
And apparently I've broken like 2049.
Just this year?
Just this year.
The tradition of saving the top tier of a wedding cake for the anniversary is said to bring good luck and prosperity to the couple.
That is a lie. Third time isn't the charm. Also a lie.
Speaking from experience.
Yes. Eggs are often associated with new beginnings, and it's believed that eating eggs on the first day of the year will bring good luck for the coming year.
Hmm. Oh, I missed it.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
I'll skip it.
In China and other Asian cultures, red foods are thought to bring good luck, and they're often served at weddings and other festive occasions.
Oh. Bake a cake while the sun is rising, and don't throw away the eggshells until the baking is done. That's another superstition.
That's an interesting one. How about tossing coffee grounds under steps that lead to the kitchen? It'll rid the home of ants.
I have read this.
I would think that would almost be worth a try.
Is it like weird to say I've been saving my coffee grounds?
If you have an ant problem.
It's also for mosquitoes. They say all bugs. Oh. They say all bugs hate coffee grounds. So I've been saving mine all winter, and I'm going to put them because we've got a creek that goes right through the heart of the camping cabins. So it's a mosquito breeding ground, and I'm constantly fighting it and trying to keep everything cut back there. But I've been saving the coffee grounds, and I'm going to sprinkle them all the way along the creek where the cabins are and see if it helps with mosquitoes this year. So. It'll
so
be an
have you
experiment.
Been drinking extra coffee just to make sure you have the coffee?
Yes, yeah, exactly. I've upped my dosage. I've upped my coffee consumption to 3 cups a day, trying to prepare for summer bugs. Does that seem weird? I hope so. Tipping over a slice of cake on a plate while serving it to a guest brings bad luck. So only do it to your Aunt Gladys.
How about another little superstition? Peel an apple until it breaks and toss a rind. Whatever letter it forms is the first letter of your true love's name.
Wow. Okay. I don't believe that one either. All right. Moving on to celebrity birthdays for today. Jessica Biel turned in 44. John McGinley, 67. He was in Married with Children. He was the neighbor guy. Actor Rob Reiner would have been 79 today. Very sad. Actress Julie Bowen, 56. Singer Tone Loc, whatever happened to him? He turned 60.
Oh, the next one is just as Brad.
Tone Loc turning 60. And now he's changed the name of that song to Baby Got Bad Back.
<Ba-bum-bum>.
Shut up! Stop hating. All right. Singer Bret Michaels is 63 and on tour with Guns N' Roses, maybe. I think he's back out of the band, so they might have a different lead singer for their tour. Who knows?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Singer Camila Cabello is 29. Actress Miranda Richardson, 68. Actress Marsha Mason, 84. And Alexander Graham Bell, 1847 to 1922, inventor of the telephone and co-founder of the National Geographic Society. Good job, Alexander. It's his birthday postmortem.
I had no idea that he was co-founder of the National Geographic Society.
I did not either. That's totally awesome. And we move into history with Val. It happened today.
All right. In 1845, Florida became the 27th U.S. state.
Okay.
1875, the first organized indoor ice hockey game was played in Montreal, Canada.
Oh, Florida state in 1845. I should have done this.
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
Actually, the new Florida state song. Sorry, but you keep rolling through these.
Sure. 1887, Helen Keller met her lifelong teacher, Anne Sullivan, for the first time. We'll move on to 1913, where the women's suffrage procession was held in Washington, D.C., the day before Woodrow Wilson's inauguration. Okay. 1931, the Star Spangled Banner was officially adopted as the U.S. national anthem. On to 1969, where Apollo 9 was launched by NASA to test the lunar module in Earth orbit. Okay. 1985, the first WrestleMania event was announced, launching what would become a pop culture wrestling phenomenon. 1991 brings us motorist Rodney, I'm going to skip that one.
Okay.
All right. 2005, adventurer Steve Fawcett became the first person to fly solo nonstop around the world without refueling. And 2022, Russian forces intensified their assault on Ukrainian cities.
All right, special events for today. It's World Wildlife Day, and that's from the United Nations. Here in the U.S., it's National Anthem Day. Also, down south, Cold Cuts Day. National Moscow Mule Day. Do you know what a Moscow Mule is?
Oh, yes, it's so good.
I've never had one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You have to like ginger. You like ginger?
It's okay. I've had ginger soda and stuff before. It's celebrated annually on March 3rd in the United States, Canada, and the UK. Holiday honors the classic 1940s cocktail, a refreshing mix of vodka, ginger, beer, and lime juice, traditionally served in a copper mug. It's established in 2017 to commemorate the popular drink. Wow.
It really is. It's nice and refreshing, especially in the summer. Yeah.
All right. I wonder what the deal with the copper cup is, if it gives it a different flavor, because like the copper penny in your mouth kind of thing.
I think it's just, I mean, for some reason, the copper really seems to keep it cold.
Okay.
And so, but I don't know, maybe it's just a shtick for it, or, you know, makes it unique, just like a margarita glass does or something.
It's also Simplify Your Life Day. How would I do that? I guess the show's over. That's the only thing I can come up with. All right. International Irish Whiskey Day. National I Want You to Be Happy Day, mostly. As long as it doesn't impede on my happiness. All right. It's 33 Flavors Day in honor of Baskin-Robbins' classic slogan. And one for Val, What If Cats Had Opposable Thumbs Day? All I know is my cat goodness. Would be given massages, opening her own food, and we have one of those cats coming up later on in Odd News, but you have to stay right here. But now it's time. Val's been waiting for this one. I don't know why.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
All right, Val, we're going to rewind back to last week because we did not get to do one of the bits we wanted to. And Val said she had some great ones. And what I had done is you've heard us probably play Answer Wrong and Win, where we give you questions and you have to give a wrong answer in order for it to qualify. So last week, we didn't get to it. It was four of them. And then it's a contest to see who came up with the funniest statement after the question. So, answer wrong and win. The first one was, a young dog is called this. Val, your response?
Endangered, if he is owned by Christy Nome.
If it's Christine Nome's dog, it's endangered. I get it. We didn't know dogs were at risk. You're going to like mine, Val. You know what I call a young dog?
What?
Fur nugget.
Fur nugget?
Fur nugget.
Okay.
All right. The thing you use to pick in between your teeth, like Joe was doing in the last scene. I think that might be the most disgusting thing I've seen on this show yet. Especially when he pulled it out and had it up at the camera and you could see like the tooth stuff on it.
You know what I used to pick between my teeth?
What?
My fingernail.
Oh, yeah, gross. Yeah. All right, so to pick between your teeth, I use a gum shovel.
A gum shovel.
What would you call it, Val?
I don't know.
Did you pick one? What's the thing you used to pick between your teeth?
I said a fingernail.
Yeah, a fingernail. Okay.
You weren't listening.
Well,
again.
I was. I just didn't believe it was your final answer. All right. Please carry one of these to stun people. Stun me, Val.
Pictures of Cash Patel parting with the hockey team.
Oh, I think a picture of Cash Patel.
Alone. I could have stopped right there.
you just hold it up and say, make your eyes like this. I can't do that. Nobody can do that. You're going to have to hit me upside the head really hard. That's what happened to Cash. All right. What did you say? Police carry one of these to stun people?
Pictures of Cash Patel.
Cash Patel. I said a nope stick. Nope. Nope. That's what Dad used. Nope.
Nope. Nope.
Okay. A large community building full of books. I said a nerd barn.
I said daycare for introverts.
All right. Good one. All right. I got a few more trivia questions. How about you, Val? We got a couple minutes to go before Nigel.
Okay, I'm ready.
You're ready? Fire one off. I'll stand by.
No, I was waiting for you because I don't have anything today.
You don't have any trivia questions? That's horrible.
I know. Did you want to fire me yet?
Yeah, I'm going to fire you.
Out of a cannon, probably.
How do you fire people that don't actually get paid?
I don't know.
Is it even possible?
I don't know if it's possible.
All right. Bear with me, Val, because I actually closed my trivia questions.
Okay.
All right.
Do, do, do.
Can I play it? Oh, yeah, here we go.
I'm unprepared and you are
broken.
Trying to find your place.
That's right.
Trying to find your place.
First one, Fordham University and the University of Pittsburgh made history in 1940 by doing this. You're not going to get this. So I'm going to have to give you some really good tips. It was 1940. They were playing basketball at Fordham University. And it was the first time this ever happened for a basketball game?
They like got it from half court or whatever, like one of those long pitches.
No, we're doing it right now.
Dying slowly every day.
Not the show. We're broadcasting. We're broadcasting video, television. It was the first basketball game ever shown on TV.
Wow. Yeah,
pretty cool. All right. Average person will flex these 25 million times in their lifetime. This is a part of your body.
Their muscles.
No. No, it's something not normally you wouldn't flex because you'd look like an idiot.
Oh, I look like an idiot regardless.
Yes.
They flex these how many times in their lifetime?
25 million times in your lifetime, and it's an extremity.
Oh. I guess if you're going to, your feet.
Fingers. So you're just at the opposite end. You will flex your fingers 25 million times. Look what happens to your finger if you flex it too much. It gets all crooked and lumpy.
So what's the definition of flexing, though?
I'm squeezing, like, moving, I guess, maybe.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
I'm not one of those people that, like, stretches my hands because I'd cry.
Yeah, you know, you like do the people that do the, you know, snap, do their knuckles like that or whatever.
No. Yeah. All right, 60 million of these are made each day. It's a snack. that sometimes people use in baking, and it's round.
I'm going to go with the M&M.
No. 60 million of these every day. It's bigger than, way bigger than an M&M. Not huge, but bigger than an M&M.
Bigger than an M&M.
And thinner.
And round and thinner.
60 million of these are made each day in a Nabisco factory.
That's supposed to help me.
It's the most popular kind of snack that you can put all sorts of stuff on ever. And it's the best tasting. I mean, a lot of companies make these, but these are by far the best on the planet. I can't eat them anymore.
Oh.
Because they're like bread.
Wow. I'm just totally lost.
Should I play that a little louder? Maybe that'll like incentivize her.
Okay, so you bake with it.
You can bake with it. It's a snack, but some people will put it on top of stuff as a crust. People will put it in different things. You put different stuff on them and eat them by themselves with the stuff you put on it. They're round, they're flat, they're similar
oatmeal?
Similar to a cake, because I wouldn't eat it.
You can do it!
Oh, I'm looking for a Ritz cracker.
Man.
What?
You are one pathetic loser.
Ritz cracker.
What?
Ritz crackers. Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
That was so painful. Huh. That's so painful I can't even ask you another question.
I just I guess, I mean, I use it for the crust on my pork cutlets. So, but yeah, I wasn't getting there and you couldn't lead me by the nose there, I guess.
First time for everything. All right. It is time for one of our goofy friends. This one, just not quite real.
It's time for me! And of course, this week's post-game therapy! I'm Nigel Wobbleton Teacup the Fourth, today's sport and traditionalist, and those who believe football should involve feet! It's the world's strangest sports! Let's take and skip through the globe's most baffling athletic endeavors, proof that humanity, when left unsupervised, will absolutely invent competition out of thin air and mild danger!
Let us begin.
First, cheese rolling! Gloucestershire, England. Yes, we shall start at home. Every spring at Cooper's Hill in Gloucestershire, a £7 wheel of double Gloucester cheese is launched down a near vertical hill. Hundreds of otherwise sensible adults then sprint after it. The cheese routinely reaches speeds of up to 70 miles per hour. The competitors do not. The winner is the first person to reach the bottom, upright or resembling a drop blanket. There are no prizes beyond the cheese and moderate concussion.
It is tradition, it is heritage, it is comedic therapy in motion.
Frankly, if gravity were a sport, Britain would medal! Second, wife carrying, Sanka Järvi, Finland. Couples compete in a timed obstacle course where the husband must carry his wife over sand, through water, across barriers. The winning prize, the wife's weight in beer. Romance is not dead, it is simply Nordic. There are official carrying techniques, including the Estonian carry, where the wife hangs upside down like a well-loved backpack.
Nothing says enduring partnership like sprinting through mud while your spouse shouts navigation advice into your kidneys.
Number four, chess boxing. From Germany, of course. Yes, chess boxing. 11 rounds alternating between speed, chess, and boxing. You must either knock your opponent out or outthink them. There is something deeply satisfying about watching two people punch each other senseless and then immediately sit down to debate strategy. Nothing screams elite athletic conditioning, like solving positional pressure while bleeding slightly. It is the only sport where someone can lose by checkmate while wearing a mouth guard.
And lastly, I wrap up part one with a once-in-a-lifetime spectacle. Extreme ironing!
United Kingdom, do not snicker!
Participants take ironing boards to remote or dangerous locations. Mountains, rivers, cliff faces, and iron clothing. Underwater ironing is a thing, so it's parachute ironing.
This began as a joke.
It is now competitive. The British contribution to world sport is apparently...
Yes, but have you tried doing chores in peril?
I blame the weather! Blame the weather!
So what have we learned? That sport is not confined to stadiums! And that somewhere, right now, someone is designing a championship involving office chairs and ramps! I'm Nigel Wobbleton, Teacup the Fourth, reminding you that athletic greatness comes in many forms, some noble, some baffling, and some involving cheese at terminal velocity. If you'll excuse me, I'm off to stretch, not for sport. Just in case someone releases something dairy down a hill. Good evening. Now go! Now go!
There you go, Nigel, in fine form.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes, yes they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
Ooh, always exciting, always a fun part of the show as we wrap things up with the goofiest people on the planet. We're going to fire it up with a news attack. They're short one-liners followed by a really bad joke with Val kicking it off.
I have to say before we start, though, when you started saying it was time for Odd News, I'm like, is he going early? Because, and then I looked at the clock and went, oh my gosh.
It's almost nine.
It's almost nine. How did that happen?
And we're going to run a little long today because Val said she really enjoyed the odd news stories last week that I made songs for. So I've done it again. Oops.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oops.
All right.
All right. A report says Americans send almost 10 million tons of furniture to landfills each year. The worst part? That's where Scott scores his mattresses.
Oh, yuck. Oh, ah, so cruel. Our researchers say they know why rain showers have a distinctive smell, but they still can't explain the same about Uncle Herman.
And in another study, researchers found that Neanderthals may have been capable of sophisticated speech. In fact, they may have even been capable of running for Congress.
No. They were smarter than that. Pizza place in Iowa is selling Fruit Loops pizza, but really, Fruit Loops are the people ordering it. Do you want to see the picture?
Okay.
And then we're gonna dig deeper into this one in just a few minutes, but there's Fruit Loops pizza.
It's
colorful, but it looks more like somebody vomited their breakfast on top of the pizza.
It's true.
You'll have to check that one out after the show if you're listening on the radio.
UK found a crude, slightly ridiculous handmade trident stuck in a drone when it returned from bombing the snot out of Russian fuel depots. So let me... Because I was feeling like I was struggling to read that, they found a crude, slightly ridiculous handmade trident. There you go. Maybe that's made more sense. Yep. Stuck in a drone when it returned from bombing the snot out of Russian fuel depots. The Russian military claimed assistance from Aquaman.
So here's the trident, and I'm going to describe this for people at home. Somebody has taken some already kind of bent up brass tubing. Used like elbows, 90-degree elbows to make it have tongs like a fork. I mean, if you're not watching this online, this is truly amateur. Then to give it a little, like, I don't know, trident, God of the Sea look, they drove a couple nails through the handle. And on the end of the tubes, if you look at them, you can see they cut them at an angle so they'd be sharp. And then somebody literally projectiled this into one of the Ukrainian drones, and it flew home with this homemade trident stuck in it. Didn't affect it at all, which is kind of funny. But somebody from the land was actually able to throw this stupid-looking thing that looks like it would just bend in half and stick it in a Ukrainian drone. That's impressive.
It almost looks like a TV antenna.
Yeah. Very crudely homemade TV antenna. Something like Scott would make for the radio station.
Yeah.
Oops. All right. Are we back to you, Val, or is it?
It's you.
Okay. A study says that we may be taking too much vitamin D. Unless vitamin D is in wine, Val should be okay.
True. In Sweden, a man who drove to the police station to pick up a friend who was arrested for drunk driving, where he was promptly arrested for the same crime.
Oopsie. In the UK, a man was reported to police for carrying a small child on the highway. When cops stopped the man, they found out it was just Scott being carried. I mean, he was holding a garden gnome. All right, on to Wacky But True. Nothing fake in these stories. All provided for you in truth. And Val's got an alligator story.
We're starting in Florida.
Whoop, whoop. Hold on.
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
I bet people from Florida hate this show.
Authorities in Florida responded to reports of a man attempting to retrieve his frisbee from a retention pond clearly marked with multiple no swimming alligators present signs. Witnesses say the individual approached the shoreline and began clapping and yelling at a visible alligator, allegedly attempting to assert dominance before wading in. Deputies arrived before the situation escalated and the man was escorted away with a citation for ignoring posted wildlife warnings. Officials confirmed the alligator did not engage in negotiations and remains undefeated.
That's, you know, this story could have been better. If the cops would have waited, just got there a little later, it would have been more exciting.
He saw the warning sign, but he chose to disagree. Said the gator don't intimidate a guy like me. Started clapping at the shoreline like he's coaching Little League. Trying to out alpha something prehistoric with teeth. You can't out alpha a dinosaur. That lizard been here before. Florida always keeps score. Frisbee's gone, pride's a little sore. You can't out alpha a dinosaur.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
Great song. I'm going to be thinking of that one all day long. You can't out alpha a dinosaur.
I don't know. I'm still singing a bubble on the interstate from last week. Airport security in Texas briefly detained a passenger attempting to board a domestic flight with what she described as an emotional support rooster. Does not support my emotions. Officials confirmed the bird was wearing a small harness and appeared calm, though vocal about the situation.
Just like that.
Yeah. Airline policy does not permit poultry in the cabin, only on the plates. Regardless of therapeutic enthusiasm, the passenger ultimately made alternative arrangements while the rooster was escorted out with what witnesses described as strong opinions.
I was waiting for the cock-a-doodle-doo again.
All right. A little heavy metal chicken. I was thinking if you're taking an emotional support chicken, you need some death metal. So here we go. No roosters in the airport.
All right, let's go to South Korea next. A family there contacted their appliance manufacturer after receiving repeated emergency notifications from their Wi-Fi-enabled refrigerator. Their alerts indicated the door had been left open for extended periods, despite no one being home. Technicians later determined the family cat had learned to nudge the seal just enough to trigger the sensors before helping itself to leftovers. Software updates were installed. The cat remains technologically undefeated.
And how perfect is this for two people who love cats, and I got to make a cat song.
A cat song.
Turns out whiskers learned it over time. Nudge the seal, grab the meal. Artificial intelligence ain't so great. Look, a cat with a tummy ache. Nudge the seal, grab the meal. Artificial intelligence versus a kitty brain. Kitty crack that cold, cold game. When the fridge cries out for help at night, it's probably my cat who won the fight.
Meow. I told Suno to add a meow at the end of that, and it didn't.
It would not, huh?
It just would not do it.
Well, you know, we were talking earlier about what cats would do if they have an imposable thumb. Mine would open the door, because she tries really hard right now to open the door to go outside. So if she had that thumb, she'd just be letting herself out any old time.
I had a cat that was scared of all people, and when someone knocked on the door, she ran into the kitchen, literally grabbed a cupboard with her claw, opened it, got in the cupboard, reached back out, and pulled it shut behind her. That, if cats had thumbs, we'd all be in trouble.
We would.
We really would, because they're pretty smart. All right. Organizers of a regional half marathon in Spain disqualified a runner who celebrated a top 10 finish before GPS data revealed he had shaved nearly 2 miles off the course. Race officials said the participant appeared to have taken what they diplomatically called an alternative scenic route. Spectators reported he looked remarkably fresh when crossing the finish line. Results were corrected. The runner's medal was reclaimed. And I wrote him a song called Cheater.
He crossed that line looking fresh and clean. Top 10 finish in record speed. Crowd's confused, he barely sweats. GPS said better double check. Took the scenic route straight through doubt. 2 miles missing, a small detail left out. I'm a cheater, I could have done better. I'm a cheater, shouldn't have worn that sweater.
The sweater gave it away.
That was it.
Shouldn't have worn that sweater. All right, we got to keep rolling, Val.
All right, and the next one's me, right? I'm losing track.
Yep.
Residents in a suburban neighborhood in Australia reported a loud overnight boom followed by the discovery of a blackened object in a backyard garden bed. Authorities and a local university geology team responded to investigate what some believe was a meteorite impact. Testing later confirmed the object was a discarded cannonball-style shot, but... shot put that they had likely been launched during unsanctioned late night experiments. Officials reminded residents that gravity is not a toy. No extraterrestrials were involved in this incident.
Houston, we have teenagers.
Boom in the night, neighbor stare. Something cosmic just landed there. Blackened sphere in the garden bed. Aliens, NASA, call Fred.
Science team says let's stay calm. Turns out it's gym class gone wrong.
Not every impact from the stars. Sometimes it seems launching yard to yard. Houston, we have report cards. Gravity's real and it hits it hard. Not every impact's from the stars. Yep, just teams launching yard to yard. Yard to yard.
It did remind me of that cannon Dad had made out of steel cans, and then we'd drop the tennis ball in, and you'd shoot some fuel in there, and then you'd light a match, and it'd go kaboom, and we used to launch them into an old mobile home park in Chihuahua. Just saying.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Let's see. City officials in Germany temporarily suspended a new digital parking payment system after drivers discovered a loophole allowing them to extend expired sessions indefinitely by repeatedly switching license plate entries mid-payment. Transportation authorities say the glitch resulted in dozens of vehicles technically paying 12 cents to park for the entire weekend. A system has since been patched. People shared it all over online. Officials confirmed the update now understands math. Hackers is what I called this song.
Download the app, tap to pay.
switch the plate and extend the stay. 12 whole cents for a weekend long. Mass said, wait, something's wrong. City patched it overnight. Now the meter learned to count just right. Hack the meter, tiny fee. Innovation meets ingenuity.
We came parking basically free for me.
For me.
For me.
Remember when pineapple was one of the most controversial pizza toppings?
Yes. Yes.
Fong's Pizza, based in Iowa, has stopped serving a classic breakfast menu item. Has stopped doing that.
Yes.
Evidently because of Fruit Loot's Pizza, which is listed as Looty Fruits Pizza on the menu, consists of a sweet cream cheese sauce base topped with mozzarella and, of course, a layer of Fruit Loops, along with a drizzle of Greek yogurt and condensed milk. Don't fear, they now have Krabby Tuesdays with Crab Rangoon Pizza instead.
I love Crab Rangoons, but on pizza? Could be good. It could be good. As we discussed earlier in this show, if you can look online, you will see a picture of the pizza, the Fruit Loop pizza, and it does look like somebody vomited breakfast on a pizza.
Yeah, so I'll go over those ingredients again. It's sweet cream cheese sauce on the base, topped with mozzarella, and of course, a layer of Fruit Loops, along with a drizzle of Greek yogurt and condensed milk. So if you can't see it, just picture it in your mind.
It's got to be like one of those.
On a pizza crust.
It's got to be like one of those Fruit Loop bars.
Oh, yeah.
I would think it'd maybe be kind of close to it, but a lot softer to chew, maybe.
Yeah. And they would have marshmallow. There's no marshmallow in this conglomeration of stuff.
Titled this one, Sweet Pizza.
Remember when pineapple caused debate? Iowa said, hold my plate. Sweet cream base and mozzarella melt. Fruit Loops rainbow on top for health. Greek yogurt drizzle, a milky swirl. Breakfast and dinner in a sugary twirl. Fruit Loops on a pizza pie. Some traditions gotta say goodbye. Controversy stacks the sky high. Cereal pizza pie with a slice of wine.
A little.
They pull the loops, but don't despair. Now there's Crab Rangoon up there.
Ah!
Ah!
Ew.
It sounds so good and delicious. I can't wait to have some.
Oh, yes, I can't either.
All right, let's throw out, as we wrap up our show today, thank you for tuning in to Odd News. That's your Odd News broadcast for Tuesday. We want to take a minute here at the end of the show to thank our Farkle Board winner again. This was a contest we've been running for about 6 weeks, asking people to follow us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. Then we took all those names, put them into a drawing, and our winner was who? Let me see. I hope I didn't.
Rhonda Franklin.
Rhonda Franklin. Can we try it again? And our
Rhonda
winner.
Rhonda Franklin.
Good timing.
Didn't work.
It did.
Okay.
It did work.
And you know what was great is she was, her comments prior to winning on our, comment on our post was going to be how excited she would be to win because it would fit right in with all of her other Bigfoot stuff. And it was great because she was excited and we had lots of other people comment and share and all of that. So we appreciate that. And like we said earlier, our intent is to be offering something new for listeners in the coming weeks.
Yes, we'll come up with another contest. That one worked really well. We started when we opened this page just a few weeks ago. It was, I think we went around, rounded up some friends. We had like 20 followers on the page. And through that contest, we've made it all the way up to 124. So thank you very much for supporting us. And I get it. I mean, you can tell from the views on our video, a lot more people come by the page than that. It's getting them to click that little button. So if you take the time to do that for us, it helps. It helps get pages monetized and ranked better and just helps you have a more successful show. We're not doing this for the money. Everybody's doing it for free. And
I was going to say, obviously. Yeah,
we're all out of public radio. That's why. So big thanks again to Ken Owens, Alan Milani, and Joel Wolzinski, even Nigel, the AI, for helping us make a great show today. And the biggest thanks is for you, the listeners and the viewers, for being here. Right, Val?
Exactly.
All right. Any incredible closing words as we wrap this up?
All right. I think my advice for today is drink water, verify the headline, call someone back, and pay it forward by returning the cart.
There you go. All right. Now, for all of those of you on the West Coast enjoying all that warm spring weather, remember, I'm freezing over here at 5 degrees, and it's really not fair.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. And I'll throw all your fears away.
Be good to each other. Have a great day. And love you, sis.
Love you, brother.
This ship will self-destruct in 20 seconds. This is your last chance to push the cancellation button.
Engage.
Don't forget... Catch Scott and Val here every Tuesday morning at 7:20. I hate this job.